This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, it was mobile phone service with no commitment, no contract. Then it was phone upgrades every 6 months. What some see as the also-ran of American Wireless, T-Mobile, is having a new bout of iconoclasm. Last night, the company that likes to call itself the Un-carrier surprised the industry with a plan that lets people use data and text in foreign countries at no extra charge. Voice calls will be a cheap flat rate, which will also apply when T-Mobile customers call other countries from the United States. Seemed like a good opportunity to sit down with T-Mobile's CEO, John Legere.
Glad to be here.
So data and texts in 100 countries, all you can eat when you're overseas, cheap flat rate calls, no extra charge. Why is that a strategy to make money?
What we're about is solving pain points. And one of the real big pain points is people are scared to death of overages and restrictions when they step over a border to another country. I mean, what we're doing, we're going to offer unlimited international data roaming and text in 115 countries. And here's the big part, the price, free. And I think what's interesting is if you were to use your phone in another country, similar to how you use it here, not even as much, that would cost you in Canada without a calling plan, $1,200 a day. With our new program, that would cost you a whopping total of $6.40.
You're getting a lot of new customers, Mr. Legere, 1.1 million in a recent quarter. You're making friends, but you're not making money. Where are the profits here?
Actually, the misnomer here is last year, T-Mobile lost over 2 million customers, so it was in a period of decline. The free cash flow is over $2 billion. So, you know, we're doing quite well. And the company is not just about acquiring customers. We're making very clear forecast about revenue growth and EBITDA growth. And
earnings before interest.
Taxing, depreciation, and amortization.
There you go.
And you're right. Not only are we adding customers, since we announced our Un-carrier programs, we have acquired more customers than AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint combined. So, yeah, we are adding a lot of customers, and I think we're getting noticed.
Now, they say you're one of the most plain-spoken, blunt CEOs in any business. So now a moment of word association. I say AT&T. What do you say?
Suck.
Verizon?
Bloated.
Now, if I said T-Mobile to those guys, they might say, I hate to tell you, Distorter of Truth, an advertising watchdog group, just said that some of your ads make claims about your competitors' technical abilities that are not supported by fact. Knowing that, are you going to change the ads?
I can tell you, based on data today, everything we've said is correct. And, you know, frankly, all this is BS, because what matters is the customer that, you know, makes a decision. Interestingly, 1 year ago, I can remember that Verizon didn't add of LTE networks, and there were four bars, and there was T-Mobile with no service. And, you know, what we did is instead of being insulted, we said, hey, at least they're talking about us. And I'm happy about that.
Now, clearly, you believe there needs to be more competition among wireless companies. That's why we're here. One of your lieutenants called Verizon and AT&T together a duopoly. Is that what we have there?
I think both we and Sprint are getting very aggressive and trying to move. Now, we'll have to watch and see what happens. And I think the Washington has a couple of questions in front of them. They want competition. And in order to be competition, you've got to make sure that there's an even keel associated with spectrum. And so players like us need certain preferential treatment to get that spectrum and grow. Or over time, consolidation has to be more allowed. And for us, either of those paths we would appreciate.
Well, options some think might be a kind of merger, T-Mobile and Sprint, maybe?
On the list of possibilities, certainly. I mean, we're two companies that are certainly in need of scale, and, you know, we would look at it, but we don't need it. That's the most important part.
Now, before we go, I remember seeing you, not in person, but on TV, during your Global Crossing days. You had the necktie, you're all kind of Harvard Business School. Now, with the T-shirts here, your admission that you're a fan of DC comic books.
There you go.
John, what happened to you?
It's self-actualization. I've moved up the hierarchy of needs. No, I'm clearly at a stage in my life where I don't take myself that seriously. And, I prefer to think of my Wall Street slick-haired suit look as a phase, as opposed to now. And, you know, I'm 55 years old. I'm just trying to fit in with these young guys.
T-Mobile CEO John Ledger. Mr. Ledger, thank you very much.
Thank you.